Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, welcome. Thank you for joining us on this live Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours here today. I tell you, so much has happened. So many things are going on. But I just realized today, in a flash, that we're only 300 million people in the United States, but we're seen as the top of the mark. We're seen as good as it gets. We set the standards. And the globalists, when they have our police dressed up in black uniforms and black masks, searching everyone, checking IDs, that's broadcast all over the world. That's seen by 4 or 5 billion people who have access to televisions on a regular basis. Really, it's more than 4 million people. And so more than just this whole police state being about suppressing the American people, which it is, of course, it's also about conditioning the world, training the world, brainwashing the world to accept a new world order, to accept total tyranny, to accept this control grid. It's simple. And that's what they're doing. And, I mean, just 10 years ago, China would get in trouble when it would just massively abuse people in public. The Russians would get in trouble. People in Africa would get in trouble. It was a big deal. And now, yeah, we torture. And, yeah, we're taking everybody's rights. And, yeah, we kill somebody every day with a taser. And, yeah, we're setting up a total control grid. But so what? And so that's being used globally as nations across the board follow suit and buy the control systems, the tracking systems from the very same military industrial complex that controls America. So we've become a very, very bad role model in many ways. And that's by design. Another little tidbit. I got an email here going, I thought you were great, you piece of scum. But you're like Michael Moore. You're like Michael Moore, who criticizes the war but then owns Halliburton stock and defense stocks. Well, I don't own any Halliburton or defense stocks, okay? I don't own any stocks. But what the person was talking about was some little $100 a month ad on our website to a self-defense website that sells, amongst other things, tasers. I think tasers are great. I think guns are great. I think army tanks are great. I think jet fighters are great. If you've got a good people in control of a nation that's used for defense, I think it's fine that police have tasers. It's just that they should get in deep trouble for using them if somebody backtalks them or doesn't get out of their car quick enough, or, you know, if they shoot somebody 5 times with it and they die. It's being way overused. The way it's been implemented is bad. And I've said that over and over again. So don't confuse my website with your anti-weapon views. Somebody's always going to have weapons. And so a weapon is an inanimate object. And I think for people that are afraid of guns because they're brainwashed, or people that are, I think it's great for women who don't want to have a gun. It's not as good as a gun. It's not as reliable, but it does pack a punch. And I think women, you know, cops are moving to ban Americans, what do they call us, civilians in military terminology, from being able to have these. So I don't know. I'm going to cover that, too. I've got a bunch of news here and some interesting guests coming up today. So we'll be right back after this quick break. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The
code is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, it is Wednesday, 30th day of November 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Every day we're treated to Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Lieberman, just countless other creatures, Schumer and others, telling us how George Bush is a wondrous, godlike creature and we must stay the course in Iraq, and this war is just absolutely wonderful and good and wholesome. And then meanwhile, we have all the neocons on the radio saying it's evil liberals politicizing all this. No, they all voted for it. They all attacked Serbia. They're all owned by the exact same interest, and it's just a complete and total fraud. And I guarantee you, if Democrats were in office right now, the Democrats, most of them, would love this attack on Iraq. They'd love it. They loved the first war. They loved Clinton's bombings and ongoing siege and genocide, and they're going to love this. That's just the way it is. That's how the cookie crumbles, because they're totally have their thinking processes switched off by the false left-right paradigm. It's that simple. And unfortunately, until we wake up to that, things are just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, Paul Joseph Watson and myself have put together this little article, Miami Model ACLU Shysters Stab America in the Back Again. In response to the news that Miami police were going to conduct random sieges and checks of IDs and patrols of buses and trains, the ACLU stabbed America in the back again by shrugging their shoulders and stating that the new measures did not violate anybody's rights. What we're dealing with is officers on street patrol, which is more effective and consistent with the Constitution. And you read what the police chief and others say they're going to do. They're going to surround buildings and search everyone and check IDs randomly. We have to see how this is implemented, said Howard Simon, executive director of the ACLU of Florida. Consistent with the Constitution, a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, this is the most clear violation of what it means to live in a free society that you're ever going to see, short of what of when they cart us all off to those cozy ex-Soviet gulag camps, which they're now operating. The Miami model is akin to the police looking for a man driving a red Volkswagen in the entire western United States. They decide to raid a bank building in Albuquerque because the felon just might happen to be in that one building out of a list of hundreds of thousands. Really, it's millions of targets. It makes absolutely no sense unless it is designed to scare people into groveling to the overlords in black ski masks. And they actually say in there, we don't want to intimidate you, but we do want you to be aware. It is about intimidation, letting us know who the bosses are. And really, this makes it pale in significance. You know, this lady in Denver, where when it goes through certain federal areas of the city by federal buildings and things, you know, they claim that you don't have any rights in these wide circles around federal buildings, schools, things of that nature. You know, security guard marches on, let me see your IDs. And then he doesn't even look at any of them day after day. Just, okay, thank you, you submitted, now move along. Your domestication is continuing, just like you break a horse, just like you train a pig to do tricks. I mean, it's the same thing. And I have another big mainstream news article here. I actually thought I had it up on the top of my stack, but I'm having trouble finding it, about mainstream news. Sounds like I wrote the article. Well, here's a couple of them. Here's one out of The Guardian. Spy in the sky to spot energy-wasting homes. Spy in the sky to spot energy-wasting homes. And it says that the thermal scanning, they're going to notice if there's any hot spots or if you've got a window open or if your heater isn't turning too high, and we're going to come find you and feed you. That's in England. But here's one out of the New Standard, you know, mainstream publication magazine. Feds defund controversial school surveillance is the headline. A debate over government surveillance rages in adult society. Well, no one wants it, but it just keeps being put in place. The U.S. Department of Justice is quietly enticing school districts to implement controversial technologies that monitor and track students. Critics fear these efforts will normalize electronic surveillance at an early age, conditioning young people to accept privacy violations while creating a market for companies that develop and sell surveillance systems. A few of the nation's schools are already running pilot programs to monitor students' movements using radio frequency identification, or RFID. The highly controversial programs implemented in the name of student protection see pupils wearing tags around their necks and submitting themselves to electronic scanning as they enter and leave school property. Now a new federal grant could lure more districts into using these or similar technologies. Even though school violence is at its lowest rate in a decade, according to the federal government's own statistics, the Justice Department's school safety technologies, which are actual prison technologies, they admit schools are literal lockdown medium security facilities. Grants will be distributed to schools and develop proposals in four broadly defined areas: integrated physical security systems, bus fleet monitoring systems, low-level force devices, and school safety training. So, tasers, guns, cameras, face scanning cameras, cameras in school buses, cameras in the bathrooms. That's already happening. Just type it into Google. Remember in Tennessee a couple years ago, they had a big computer system and people were accessing it all over the country. And it was of the 10 and 11 year old middle school girls in the showers. Remember that? And normal girls from a local basketball team were in the showers, and they ran out screaming, there's cameras, and the police and the bizarro, just totally insane, out-of-control New World Order principal just said, of course there are cameras in the bathroom. It stops theft and fighting. It's normal. And then everyone started freaking out and running around and screaming, and basically the parents almost rioted. Because, see, they just told the kids that's cool. See, there's certain areas that brainwash people in certain areas where they'll just put up with anything. And then there's still normal, old-fashioned people. Hey, a camera in the shower is a little much. And then they found out that from North Carolina to Ohio, people were accessing it and watching it. It was the type of video where it takes a snapshot every few seconds. You know, the stop, start computer system. And that didn't stop, the capital over there in California, Sacramento. Article in the Sacramento Bee about how state police all over the state, along with local police, are tied into cameras, and it said even, quote, in the locker room. So you think it's bad in 1984 where there's a camera, you know, in the bathroom, and I remember seeing 6-7 years ago in Michigan, and it's now gone nationwide, where they put hidden cameras in the rest stop bathrooms, and you know, they've got their excuses of, oh, there's people selling drugs in there, people having sex in there. Well, you just put a patrol car there, you start busting some people, and then it stops. But no, we're not going to do that. We're going to put a camera in there while you go potty. And you know what? Last night I was searching around. I was reading some of the books that have been written that attack me by professors and neocons. And I didn't know that one, Professor Barack, or whatever his name is, I didn't know he was like an anti-terror guy. But it turns out he's a globalist and involved in all the stuff. But I was just reading how they claim, you know, they'll mix in all these crazy things and Planet X and all this other stuff in with serious people that are just talking about the world power structures, these imperial power structures that openly say they're going to control us, that openly say they're going to enslave us, and then they just mix all this stuff together and try to discredit us. But he says we're deadly dangerous and we're taking over and, you know, we're just totally evil and criminal. So they are getting afraid. I mean, they are starting to realize that, well, whereas people used to just laugh at these people, now they're listening because it's all happening. I mean, and there are disinfo people out there. There are government ops. There are disinfo individuals out there who try to talk about kooky things and mix in ridiculous things. They're on the payroll, folks. We don't do that here. We're really fighting the New World Order. We're doing the best job we can. By the way, my new film is out. It's The Order of Death. I'm really, really proud of it. And it covers, the new footage shot inside Bohemian Grove by a person that worked there for 2 years, inside the Yowl, the effigies, lots of the satanic regalia there, and then basically the history of the secret societies going back to the Illuminati and then thousands of years before that in Egypt and Babylon. Really, it's a high-quality, great film I've made. And then we've re-edited, remastered, brought up to date Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both films on one DVD. Available right now. Get it. You get one for $24.95, each additional copy $9.95. So you can buy 3 or 4, 10, 20, I don't know, copies and give them as gifts. Great stocking stuffers. Give the gift of knowledge and information. Go to Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll free to get The Order of Death and Dark Secrets. One DVD, one film, one VHS. 1-888-253-3139. Be sure and add, I don't know, what is it, $5 shipping and handling for one. I think it's like six for two and so on. But 1-888-253-3139. Or simply go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All my films, my documentaries, my weekly TV reports, it's all there. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. prisonplanet.tv. prisonplanet.tv, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas 78704. And don't wait. Get the videos, make copies, get them out to people. Buy multiple copies. Get my new film, Martial Law. It's so good. It's a miniseries. It exposes 9/11 like no other film out there. They need to be seen, and they won't be seen if you don't get them, if you don't give them as gifts, if you don't show them to your neighbors, if you don't get out there and get the word out. And I want to commend those that have. I want to thank those that have gotten the word out. I want to ask those of you that haven't joined in the fight. This is so important. I mean, if we don't stop these globalists, it's over for the society. Two films for one price, and it's a great new film, Order of Death. Each additional copy, $9.95, Infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back with a lot of key information. Stay with us.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got an email here in my stack from a listener. And he says, you know, I used to like you, Alex. I think you were a great person, but you're an absolute piece of trash. I'm paraphrasing. It's somewhere here in the stack. I'm in a bad mood today, folks. And he then just goes, I've caught you. You're a traitor. You're an evil hobgoblin demon, basically. You're just like Michael Moore, profiteering off of weapons. Because I think they pay us $100 a month to be on the rotating banner on Prison Planet. .com, some great little outfit. I'm getting a lot of plugs right now, who sells self-defense things, a whole bunch of stuff, but I guess predominantly tasers. You know, I don't own a taser because I don't like having one shot. I like, personally, revolvers and shotguns just because they're simple, they don't malfunction. You know, maybe one case out of 1,000, they don't malfunction like some fancy assault rifle or handgun. But, you see, this is the mind control. This is the disconnect. The individual obviously hasn't been listening carefully. I'm pro-gun. I'm pro-sword. I'm pro-ice pick. I'm pro-taser. Ice picks and tasers and hickory sticks and fire axes. You know, if somebody came into a building and was beating people to death or shooting them, and I was running through the halls and I saw a fire axe, I'm going to rip it open, I'm going to pull the fire axe out, and I'm going to go attempt to use the fire axe on the individual who's running around shooting people. I'm going to try to sneak up like a overweight polar bear, and I'm going to run up behind him, and I'm going to charge him with that axe. The axe is not evil. Do you understand that? It is actually good. It can be used to knock down burning doors or knock down burning walls if firefighters have got to escape. It can be used to kill an intruder. It can be brandished on an intruder. It's just like I had a fire going last night at my house and finally got some cold weather enough to have a fire, and I had the fireplace poker. And I thought, man, that's a good little weapon right there. You know, the old classic fireplace poker. And, so there's that total disconnect. No, we're against the police misusing the tasers. We're against the police shooting somebody 8 times with it and killing them, shocking them over and over again and laughing. We're against them using it on an autistic child who doesn't follow their orders. We're against them using it on a pregnant woman who they're giving a ticket to, and she says, you know, I don't want to sign that ticket. I wasn't speeding. Instead of just, okay, get out of the car, lady. I mean, you shouldn't even arrest her for that, folks. You just give her the ticket, unsigned. No, they taser her. She's flopping around on the ground and almost has a miscarriage. In some cases, they are having miscarriages. It's the misuse of the gun, the misuse of the axe, the misuse of the fireplace poker, the misuse of the baseball bat. The baseball bat is not evil. And I know this is common sense. I'm not up here pontificating about some great genius epiphany that I am giving to the world here. I'm not Shakespeare, and I've never pretended to be. But it is frustrating. It is extremely frustrating. And I'll dig it out and read it later. I was looking for it in the break, couldn't find it. But I get these type of emails. I hope people will go buy tasers. I'll go buy guns. Again, for women who have those social conditioning that guns are just the Antichrist, women tend to still go out and get a taser. You better train with it. You better learn how to use it. You got one shot. But I tell you, that's better than you having nothing when some scumbag tries to rob you or rape you in a parking lot. Aim at center of mass and pull the trigger, honey. So are we evil because we want people to buy tasers? It's like, I ought to sell tasers. I don't think you need a gun license to sell those. Firearms dealer license to sell them. I believe in them. I don't like it when the company implies that it's non-lethal. Now they're having to say it's less lethal. I don't like it when they try to train and sell the cops on using them if somebody looks at them wrong. I think the cops should own guns. You know, there's moves to, quote, disarm the cops. The UN wants to do that. I don't want to take guns away from the police, but I want them to know that there are servants. And when they shoot some innocent person in the back, I want that cop to go to jail, and I don't want other cops to defend them. So, no, I don't own Halliburton stock or biometric stock or Lockheed stock. I do not own one share of stock, like Michael Moore. So don't try to make the parallel because I want you to defend yourself that I'm like Michael Moore profiteering from the war. Make me sick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
There is a cornucopia, a galaxy, a universe of examples of propaganda in TV, movies. Just ABC alone has two shows coming out in the new year where the U.S. is destroyed, where U.N. troops come in and arrest all the evil right-wingers. Harvard newspaper comes out and says we all need to be arrested. Sean Hannity says every militia member needs to be arrested when we're just following the Second Amendment. Every man in this country is in the militia between 18 and 49. That's federal law, by the way. They could ignore it if they want because they're a bunch of criminals. And it's just total propaganda. I read online and watch the ads for the video games. I'd have to say about half of the shoot 'em up games, you are U.N. soldiers killing American militias. And, of course, it's always for the good of the country, and the Illuminati's really helping. I mean, there's so many of these games, and another one was just brought to my attention. It's Shattered Union out with, from Xbox, produced by 2K Games. And by the way, I have a friend who was high level at Microsoft in the development of the Xbox. It is a platform for online gaming, virtual reality, relationships, PC, email. And already they're starting to interface pain induction, pleasure induction through them. They're going to be actual mind control boxes. In fact, they are. And I can't tell you who this individual is, obviously. They're high level. And it is openly mind control. Openly. I mean, we're talking Department of Defense. This is all run in gleaming boardrooms with then top scientists coming in with, you know, giant eggheads, folks. I mean, it is just scientifically crafted to destroy us. Meanwhile, there's slithering professors running around writing books about me, attacking me, saying I'm dangerous. I mean, you listen to this and you say, oh, you know, is this dangerous? Why is this all we hear? Hundreds of games like this, hundreds of TV shows, hundreds of movies. They're all coming out right now, just selling you on fear, selling you on accepting this. And, oh, we're going to be checking your IDs and searching you, but we're going to leave the illegal aliens alone. And it's a joke. So here's Shattered Union. I think it tells a scary story because, unfortunately, I believe this is one of the main battle plans. Now, the globalists always have plan A, B, C down to Z. And past Z, folks. And we know, it isn't like it's our opinion. We've interviewed the military officers that have been in the meetings. We've interviewed the emergency managers who've been in the meetings. We've got video clips of it, audio clips of it. It's been on the news now. Remember 6-7 years ago, I was the crazy kook talking about this? But I'd have an emergency manager on, I'd have a police chief on. They're going to break this country down. The government's going to stage as militias and bomb stuff and blow things up and perhaps even set off a nuke and claim that the militias work with Al-Qaeda. They even, you know, this show 24 does that. It's constant. We know. That's one of their main plans. It could be a bio attack as well. It could be economic. It could be both. But I just, everything I'm seeing, the indicators, I think the number one plan A is suitcase nukes, multiple suitcase nukes, foreign troops, and you don't think this will happen here. I'm telling you, folks, they're really gearing up to do it. We can stop them. I believe they would have already done it, and we wouldn't have been so bold and got in their face and said, we know you're the terrorist, we know you're behind it. So now Bush gives a speech and says, I'm going to control illegal immigration, and CNN has a poll, and 98% say he's a liar. They don't believe him. 98%. We have the poll saved on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. 28% now think Bush is good. And again, Bush is a puppet, but that's an indicator. They're not buying it, folks. You've lost all credibility. So make your video games and try to condition the kids who are going to be driving the drones in 10 years. See, that's what, by the way, these are all combat application fighter simulators. The exact same buttons, the exact same systems. They've already got combat mobile drone tanks, mobile combat robots, mobile combat drones, mobile combat helicopters, and by the way, 2011, half the Air Force goes to this. 2011, they are going to have hundreds of thousands of these combat mechs. And you think I'm joking? It's in the Honolulu Advertiser. It's in the Associated Press. Every day I see it. And it's somebody drinking Jolt Cola, eating Cheetos in an armored underground office complex. It's going to be rampaging around, slaughtering you and your family. We're going to be fighting these things. Folks, I'm not joking about this. You understand that? They're already fighting swords. They're already fighting hundreds of robots in Iraq. And these are stuff that's 20 years old, okay? They're just holding back on all their real stuff, but it's all public. So let's get science fiction. Yeah, boys and girls, it's 2005. Go to the Air Force's website. Half the Air Force is going to be drone. Well, it's going to be in 010, or you're behind, 011. Let's go ahead and roll a Shattered Union, more conditioning.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency boat, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater DC area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
We know that's the plan. They've got the La Reconquistas being funded by the Ford Foundation, the very same organizations and foundations then are funding the white supremacist organizations. Our military is being joint trained continually with the police, with foreign troops, and that's the real plan. This is going to be in this Republic of Texas business or California sector, and then we're going to be broken up into regions of the Pan-American Union. Now, again, when I say plan A, I mean plan A of a hot war. They've already gone with the Cold War. That's when you walk into the 7-Eleven like I did late last night. I walk into the 7-Eleven and there's the little scanners. And I asked the guy, well, people don't like it. Nobody's using it. But, yeah, all the new credit cards coming out from Visa are going to make you basically have a chip in them. You see, they don't ask you. They just do it. And now they can track you and read you and scan you using that. And, folks, it isn't a joke. I mean, they have really trained foreign troops. I mean, I made a video about it, Police Day 2000. I went there and watched the foreign troops, and I've got the Army Colonel, Colonel Love, saying, yeah, this is for here in America, for your own good. I've got them doing the mock interrogations. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? Where'd you get the helmet? You know, I've talked to Colonel Craig Roberts here on air. Where's, you know, his nephew goes and is there at his West Point thing, and in comes Wesley Clark, telling them that we're going to have foreign troops in America. I'm watching Nightline, and U.N. General McKenzie says we're going to use U.N. troops in America. I mean, this isn't a joke, okay? And just because some counterterrorism professor out there likes to write books about me and go on C-SPAN and call me names, and he, you know what? He's scared, though. And see, I'd never read the book. I was reading some passages of it last night because I won't pay for such trash. And I was reading some of the passages, some of the pages that have been put on the web by the publisher, and it was they're afraid they're going to take over, they're going to get us, they're taking over, because it's the truth. We're not taking anything over. You're trying to take us over. Leave us alone. Stop it. And everything's being transferred to China, all the investments, the money, the factories, the jobs, it's all being moved to Europe and China. They're the two model sectors. The UN openly says it. They giggle about it on NPR. Americans have had a good far too long. We're about to be shown. Ha, ha, ha. And they all make their little jokes, and they snicker about it, and the yuppies snicker. It's all real funny. Well, it isn't funny. They're going to break this country up. They're going to do it. Folks, you remember 6-7 years ago, even when I had emergency managers and generals and people on the show saying they've seen plans to bring in foreign troops and break the country up and put us in camps and face scan us to walk down the street. And I go, well, I don't think that'll ever happen. They just can't get away with it. I just won't. Well, now I'm here telling you that it's not just a possibility. It is probable. And I'm sorry to the stupid cops and the stupid military, those of you that are stupid. I mean, what do you expect us to do? What do you expect us to do when you want to take us to the camp to, you know, so we can be debriefed and so we can be interrogated to make sure we're good? So that's all Iraq is a huge laboratory for this. Pentagon admits, for America, for the Western world. Checkpoints, arrest about a third of the people every day, take them to camps, interrogate them, release some, torture others, kill others. I mean, you just suspect us to say, oh, there's nice men in black uniforms and masks at this checkpoint. Oh, here, let me just with my family get in the paddy wagon with you. Here, oh, sure. Oh, the children go in one area of the camp. I can't see them. My wife goes in another. I go in this other. I'm going to be interrogated now by some shaved head punk.
Well, America got hit by the weapons. Three cities and major areas destroyed by the nukes of 07. We're just not gonna. It was people like you, Jones. People like you, Jones, that didn't let us implement the security we needed so the terrorists were able to get us. And that's why now, Jones, you're gonna tell us about all your contacts and everybody you know. Meet Dr. Johnson.
Hello, Alex. Hello. Now, you can just... And
that isn't a joke, folks. This is where our future's going. So, no, I'm not going to go to the camp with them. The stupid little goons that come along, if this stuff does break out, are just going to have a bad time. There's a lot of punks like to shoot their mouths off about violence. A lot of people like to talk about how they're big and bad, and they like to threaten people. A lot of them are just big fat feds is what they are, folks. I want to avert that. And I want the police to not serve the New World Order. I want the police to realize how they're being controlled. You gave an oath. You swore an oath to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, to this country, to the Bill of Rights. That doesn't mean to a plastic American flag made by slaves in China. That ain't America. Do you understand me? They know what they're doing. Don't think the globalists didn't have close elections for nothing. Don't think they didn't let the evidence of election fraud come out for nothing. Don't think they didn't let all of this happen. It's part of an agenda to demonize America. I'm not here to demonize America. We are bought and paid for and owned. This is not a secret. It's in Forbes. It's in money. By the EU. The European Union. The financial interest there. Could they go in and take over Iraq? Would the population put up with it there? No. How do they make themselves look good? They have their bad cop do it. And they play us like a fiddle. And I'm not trying to sit here and preach today. It's just that many of the public schools around the country, I haven't seen the numbers. I know it's a large portion of them. Now have fences around them, 10, 12-foot fences, barbed wire in many cases. They show IDs. They wear them around their necks. They scan them. They thumbprint to get lunches, library books. They're lined up, in many cases, once a week, and police come in with dogs, and the kids have to face the wall like a shakedown. I mean, that's a prison. But our border's wide open. These illegals can kill and rape whoever they want. They can spread whatever diseases they want. Not a word said, but U.S. citizens are on the rack. And you look at these cops now, you see the old-timer cops, nice, friendly, helpful folks. I see state police changing tires on old ladies' cars, God bless them. I see good people like that, but they never move up the chain. The little drug-dealing, corrupt detective, he ends up being chief. And I go see these new steroid goons, shaved-head cops with the tattoos all over them on roids, bugging their eyes out at people, stomping around. They never were real men. They don't know what a real man is, how a real man feels empathy, how a real man's strong, how a real man has true moral courage, not just mindless bestial posturing. They want to make their bones. They want to get a kill. They want to get tough. They want people to submit to them. And I tell you what, you got a tough road you got to hoe there. I feel sorry for you. You're so cursed. Don't you know everything you do comes back on you? Everything you do, everything I've done is going to come back on me. God have mercy on me. Everything you've done is going to come back on you. You think you're part of the system, bureaucrats, city managers, city council people, county commissioners listening, people getting a little deal, living in a fancy house because you took the bribe or you took the sweetheart deal, the wink, wink. You've destroyed your children's future. You've destroyed your own future. Corruption and evil and decadence and torture and wanton evil has become the norm. We have become evil. Our societies, our families, our cultures are unraveling, are dying. The death of the West is upon us. by design, because anything beautiful and strong and pure and good, whatever culture it is, whatever group it is, whatever community it is, threatens the Borg, threatens the New World Order, threatens these people. They want you dumbed down, soulless, drugged out, drooling. And that's only so they can kill you in an orderly fashion. Oh, the drugging and the psychological conditioning and all of that is just to get you to submit to the New World Order, to submit to the compact cities, to submit to the control grid, so they can put you into these systems, so they can straitjacket you, and so they can kill you, kill us, kill me, kill my family. And these punks can write their articles about how we're all crazy and how we make this up, but that's their official World Trade Organization, IMF, World Bank, World Health Organization, UN Food Program's own statements. We've got people saying they want to kill us, and we're doing nothing. As they put the grid in, I hear the music. We're going to go to break here in a moment. Come back and take a few of your calls. Got a guest coming up as well. I'm in a dark mood today, I know that, but you know what? These are dark times.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements, where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'll just say this to the corrupt police out there. Instead of feeling sorry for yourselves and being part of a corrupt system, be like the good cops. It feels a lot better to change an old lady's tire when she needs help than to take some 14-year-old kid to jail because he's got some marijuana. When your own government's pushing psychotropic drugs so toxic and deadly, it's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, shipping in the narcotics. I mean, it's just, how do you do that? How do you engage in such hypocrisy. And I don't want to hear the government doesn't ship the drugs in. Everybody knows they do. My gosh. I mean, it's ridiculous. That is the lion's share of it, and then they use the military and the DEA and others against their competition. Let's talk to Terry in Florida. Terry, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, hi. I want to let you know that I called you before about something that was going on, you know, about our property problems we were having here. We had a meeting last night, and I mean, everybody got up and started saying, well, the Bilderbergers behind this, the Illuminati's, the New World Order. I mean, it was unreal. I mean,
were you at some type of county commissioner meeting or something?
Yeah, and they're trying to pass these regulations where they can take people's property away just in the smallest little thing.
What percentage of the people there were saying it's the New World Order?
Oh, quite a few.
I love it.
And,
you see, it's gotten so mainstream. Everybody just knows who the enemy is. The little guys hiding behind these presidents and these governors, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Oppenheimers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, they're all being exposed.
Well, I got up and said it myself. And I even told him, I said, we left England to get away from tyranny. I said, this is not going to happen. And I said, when a government becomes so destructive, the people have a right to abolish it.
Well, not just a right of duty. Thanks, Terry. Pat in Ohio. We'll move quick today. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the air.
Okay. Alex, you know, you made an interesting comment a few weeks ago about, Tim McVeigh. And you said that you were told that he was drooling in the mouth or whatever. Somebody found him.
Well, no, I wasn't. It was in the major newspapers of the state that he was basically falling down and drooling and saying, "I got a chip. Turn it off." They put it in me. I mean, this is a guy who cooks a perfect bomb, parks it, and then he's driving around erratically without a license plate.
Oh, okay. Has anybody done a tape on him? Take on that. That's pretty interesting.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. My line to the network up in Minnesota just cut out for a moment. Was I on air just now, guys? Okay, good. I guess people didn't hear that. I was cut off for a few seconds there.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you were asking if someone's made a film about that?
Right, or tape or something, or a book on it, on how they captured him and how he was drooling at the mouth and whatnot.
Well, I mean, that was in the Daily Oklahoman. It was state police reported it. He was stumbling around saying, "I got a chip, help me," which I don't believe he actually had a chip.
You don't?
No, what they'll do is, he may have, but what they'll do is they'll torture you for several months, sometimes longer, and while they're dunking you in the water, giving you the LSD, the PCP, the mescaline, together with other drugs that also cause pain, while they're torturing you, they will then just keep saying a key word. Now we're going to take the chip out because you do what we say. And then and then they can simply call someone up and say something like, I don't want to say something too mind controlish. It might actually trigger somebody. But the point is if you don't follow this out, code 7X7349 against designated target, we're going to activate the chip. And then just the person's brain is totally broken down. Their resistance, this has been a congressional hearings, by the way, folks, totally broken down, they will then march out and do whatever they're told. And, of course, mind control subjects normally don't operate very well. They can't do really complex things. They're pretty much ruined. They're mentally ill basket cases. You take someone and make them basically schizophrenic and screwed up. So he obviously didn't carry out the bombing itself, but he's seen on the video with the Muslims.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm cutting in and out, folks. People can't hear it. I can hear it. They will... you know what? Thanks for the call. I'll have to try to reconnect if these lines working better. And then it's an important subject, so I'll try to elaborate on it. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Berkey.